This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Polish and Ukrainian presidents will meet on Friday, probably in Rzeszów in southeastern Poland, private radio RMF FM said on Thursday, citing unofficial information. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the United States Wednesday in his first foreign visit since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. It was his first known trip out of the country since Russia's attack. VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports.
Following an Oval Office meeting where President Biden told President Zelensky the United States is sending a defensive Patriot missile battery to Ukraine, the two leaders held a news conference. Zelensky said even though the American military is not on the battlefield in Ukraine, this is a united fight for shared values of the people of the two countries.
We really fight for our common victory against this tyranny. That is real life. And we will win.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's ambassador to the United States says President Zelensky's visit to Washington showed that neither Ukraine nor the United States is ready for peace. In comments to reporters cited by Russia's state-owned TASS news agency, Anatoly Anatov said the focus of Zelensky's visit was on further tying the Ukrainian regime to the needs of Washington. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has approved a $2 billion supplementary budget for 2022 to help deal with the impact of recent flooding after the widespread destruction of farmland. According to the Senate, President Buhari said the new spending will be financed through domestic borrowing, which will raise the deficit for 2022. This is VOA News. Israel's designated Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that he has successfully formed a new coalition. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Moments before a midnight deadline, Netanyahu called Israeli President Isaac Herzog to announce that he had formed a new government. The coalition is to be the most right-wing government ever to hold power in Israel so far. The announcement triggered mixed reactions from Israelis waking up to the news. Local Jerusalem resident Akiva Yoel Ariel saw the move as a step in the right direction.
We hope that this government will be a real right-wing government that will do a lot of good.
Israeli Eli Ram was dismayed by the news. This is a bad government, very bad racist government, and I don't believe it will last more than a year. I'm Karen Chamas.
A standoff over U.S. immigration policy stalled movement on a $1.66 trillion government funding bill in the Senate Thursday, raising the risk of a partial shutdown of federal agencies just days before the Christmas holiday. Progress on the bill halted after conservative Republican Senator Mike Lee introduced an amendment meant to slow immigration. It includes $44.9 billion in wartime aid for Ukraine and bans the use of Chinese-owned social media app TikTok on federal government devices. Migrants have been denied rights to seek asylum under U.S. and international law 2.5 million times since March 2020 on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. It falls under Title 42 authority and applies to all nationalities, but has fallen disproportionately on people from countries that Mexico takes back, like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and more recently Venezuela, as well as Mexico. A large section of the U.S. is bracing for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures. AP correspondent Donna Warder has our story.
In Oregon, Tim Carlberg summed it up as he looked for essentials in a local hardware store.
The ice apocalypse is coming upon us.
Chris Voss is director of emergency management for Multnomah County, Oregon.
When we're seeing temps of 15 and wind chills of like -1 and -5. That really shows you how rare this is.
The blast of frigid weather began hammering the Pacific Northwest Tuesday morning, and forecasters say it's expected to move to the northern Rockies, then the plains, and blanket the Midwest with heavy snowfall. The northernmost regions of the U.S. could see wind chills near 70 degrees below zero. I'm Donna Warder.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.